It is the Friday show on Tuesday because it's Christmas and these things are sent to testers. There may well be a Friday show on Monday next week. The very notion of days just goes out to one side. Listen, Natalie Bromley is going to be joining us to talk about Burnley. Massive game for them against Everton. They've simply got to find a way to get 3 points. I've got Jim Johnson, who will talk about Arsenal and other teams as it wears on. I've got Grace Maley as well. We will start. We'll do them in order. We'll focus in on Friday and Saturday's games, I think, for the purposes of this. Also, we're recording it before Arsenal play against Crystal Palace in their hastily rearranged League Cup game, which was entirely predictable. Before a ball was kicked this season, it was perfectly reasonable to presume that Crystal Palace might get to the last eight of the League Cup and therefore would have a problem. But that's not how football works. We just deal with this stuff in panic mode. Man United versus Newcastle on Friday night, Grace. I think it's a significant game for both sides. Newcastle have got to start matching aspects of performances with results, and they've also got to start getting some results away from home if they've got any chance of qualifying for the Champions League. And United are just so thoroughly unpredictable, and yeah, they're in this troublesome position, I think, where they can, at the very least by their standards, play quite well and just get very, very little for it. They can also play quite poorly and get themselves illicit, grab a couple of results. For me, that doesn't suggest an overall football plan that's working. So I think we learn a lot about both sides in terms of this one on Boxing Day night.
Yeah, United, obviously without Fernandes, and there's a case of how do you replace Fernandes when his form has been probably been one of their best players all season. And yeah, Amorim made the case of, well, I will play Mainoo if I have no Fernandes. And I think time will tell whether he does that or whether he doesn't. I think this
Mainoo's fitness isn't great either.
It's the time of year where so many clubs have got players away at AFCON. So many clubs have got players picking up injuries. And it's the most testing time of a season for all clubs. But that's not an excuse that United should use. Watching them the other night, I was just like, they just don't look... They looked convincing against Villa. I'd say they look like the better side against Villa, in my opinion, but they just struggle to do anything that looks like they're going to win a game.